dear brothers and sisters in Christ, people say, many hands make light work. Even though it is a very trivial work, if you work together, you can make it easier. When it is hard, when it is difficult, if you gather your wisdom and heart together, you can overcome it very greatly. Our faith can make it happen. In the fullness of the Holy Spirit, this church has grown up by the grace that our Father God and the Lord has given. I delivered this message under the title of A Little Leaven. Galatians 5:9 says, a little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough. Even though it is a little bit, its influence can be very big. You know what leaven is. If you put this leaven into a rice or flour, you can make a completely new product. So tonight, let's look into the lesson the Bible gives us through a leaven. There is a good leaven and there is a bad leaven. And our Lord explained it to us. So we will look into how we may not be influenced by a bad leaven in 3 points. I hope you can receive grace through this message. First, it's about what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 13. He said in verse 33, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 packs of flour until it was all leavened. Those who believe in Jesus Christ and accept Him can begin His Christian life in the works of the Holy Spirit. When he receives the Holy Spirit, it is full of joy to come to church. He becomes happy to have spiritual relationship with brothers and sisters in faith. He can worship God. He can give offerings. He can voluntarily help others. Just as, you know, Cornelius said in Acts 10:33, I sent for you immediately, and you have been kind enough to come. Now then, we're all here present before God to hear all that you have been commanded by the Lord. So, just like Cornelius, when we listen to the message, our heart becomes full of hope for heaven. When we committed sin, we were afraid. But as we realize the love of Father God who shows us mercy and forgiveness, we can forgive our sin, we can demolish our wall of sin, and then we receive blessings. So to the extent we receive grace, we can forsake and we can cast off untruth. And our heart can become heart of spirit that Father God wants. Our Lord said in Matthew 11:12, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force. Thanks to the grace of our Lord and help of the Holy Spirit, we can take heaven by force as we resemble the lost image of Father God. Our Lord also said in Luke 17:21, the kingdom of God is in your midst. So I hope you can fill your heart with the fullness of the Holy Spirit in the church. Now, let's look into somewhat different meaning of a leaven from that in the parable of heaven. First, it was mentioned in the law of sacrifice. Leviticus 12:11 says, now a grain offering, which you bring to the Lord, shall be made with leaven. For you shall not offer up in smoke any leaven or any honey as an offering by fire to the Lord. The Bible says, do not put leaven into flour or any, you know, meal. Okay? This kind of offering can be compared to a thanks offering of today. So when we give offerings, we have to give pure heart, not the wounded or impure heart, or by force. That's what that verse means. Cain and Abel learned how to give sacrifice to Father God, and they learned from their father Adam. Abel learned and did exactly what he learned. But Cain mixed that offering with his own idea. So Father God didn't take it. And then later on, Cain killed his brother Abel, and he became the first murderer in the history of mankind. And then this verse tells us that we have to put the incense of our faith, joy, heart, love into the offering. Second, it was mentioned in the words about the feast of unleavened bread. If you read Exodus 12, 13 and onward, God explains to Israelites how to keep the Passover. Verse 19 says, 7 days there shall be no leaven found in your houses. For whoever eats what is leavened, that person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is an alien or a native of the land. God forbid eating anything that is made of leaven. It is to remember the work of Father God. The Father God manifested through Moses the prophet. He knew, Father God knew that people change. And Father God wants human beings to win victory without changing their mind until they get to heaven. So that was the message of love. However, even though Father God said so, there were so many people such as Korah and Dadan who forsook the grace the Father God gave to them. So Father God wants them to receive unleavened bread to engrave the heart of Father God and mercy of Father God deep into their hearts. And Father God also warned that those who eat the leavened bread, in other words, those who took the world and those who forsook the grace of Father God, will be cut off from the congregation of Israel. So you should never be cut off from the way of salvation. And this applies to Christians of today, saying, so we have to remember the blood of Jesus Christ, the grace of forgiveness all the time, and we got to win victory until the day we go to heaven. Third, it was mentioned in the lesson to the members of the church in Corinth. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 and 8 says, your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough? Clean out the old leaven so that you may be a new lump, just as you are in fact unleavened. For Christ, our Passover, also has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the leavened bread of sincerity and truth. It is the words against sin. A little leaven does not mean that the sin is trivial, okay? In any situation, when the situation is right and proper, it can influence the whole thing and people can get into the way of destruction. That's what that verses say. The church in Corinth was established when Apostle Paul went to his second mission trip. And he heard that there were many troubles among congregation through letters. So he advised and reproved those members who had strife inside the church. Especially in the 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 6 says, your boasting is not good. Okay? Your boasting is not good. He said so in this situation that, you have to be warned about the immorality. But don't say that as if you accomplished the truth and you criticize those who did the immorality. That's not right. Your boasting is not good. That's what it says. So if you're not cast off your sinful attributes completely, chances are that you can receive the work of Satan and commit sin. Even if there is a little leaven left, you may have sinful nature, and when it's all over your body, then you can receive the judgment and condemnation that you did to others. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22 says, "Do not lay hands upon anyone too hastily. Keep yourself free from sin." And Romans chapter 2, verses 21 and 22 says, "You therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that one shall not steal, do you steal? You who say that one should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples?" If you think you are standing, you gotta be warned not to fall. You should not boast, because only by the power of God you can realize your sin, you can cast off sin, you can accomplish righteousness. All these can be done by the might of Father God, not yours. So, Apostle Paul is asking those people to get rid of old leaven in order to become the new born being. In other words, cast off all kinds of sin and evil and untruth, and live by the pure words of truth. Those who have a goal of sanctification should not be erased only because the situation changed, right? Even the whole world is leavened by the leaven. We should never stop walking toward sanctification. Fourth, it's the leaven of the Pharisees, which Jesus said to watch out and be aware of. Matthew 16, verse 6 says, "And Jesus said to them, watch out and be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." In Mark 8:15, he was giving orders to them, saying, "Watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." Pharisees believed in God. However, they followed the tradition of the elders and the law of Moses correctly. They said they revered God. However, they missed the important spiritual things. So they didn't realize Jesus as Messiah. They rather stood against the Lord. Our Lord taught them the truth, the Father God. Otherwise, he would not able to teach if it is not from Father God. And he manifested signs and wonders. However, Pharisees judged and condemned Jesus Christ based on their knowledge and their idea and their position. And they even stood firm to kill him. They became the leaven. They didn't just interfere the ministry of Jesus, they even killed the Son of God. Matthew chapter 13 and onward, Jesus tells us what would happen to those who accept the leaven of the Pharisees in seven parts. In order to give them a chance of repentance, and in order to warn those who, for fear they would take the leaven of Pharisees. Let me tell you an example. Jesus said in John 2:19, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." This is what Jesus said. If you read Matthew chapter 26 and verse 59 and onward, Jesus was arrested, and high priests and all congregation was looking for the evidence to kill Jesus. There were many false witnesses in vain. But then two people showed up, and they said like this. Matthew 26 verse 59 and 60 says, "Now the chief priests and the whole council kept trying to obtain false testimony against Jesus so that they might put him to death. They didn't find any, even though many false witnesses came forward. But later on, two came forward." What Jesus said was not destroying the actual temple. When Jews look for a sign, Jesus said so to tell them that he would die for sinners, but break the authority of death and resurrect in 3 days. Jesus took care of the temple of God so carefully. He didn't never try to destroy it. When they were selling and buying inside the temple of God, he was very angry at them. Rather, high priests and scribes defiled the temple of God. However, these two men added a false testimony, and they interpreted what Jesus said in the wrong way. Maybe they didn't know what they were saying while they were lying. But it made Pharisees and scribes and high priests found ground for accusing Jesus to kill him. However, Jesus kept silence if you read verses 26 and onward. No matter what he had said, he would not have helped them in waking up. Our Lord just remembered the providence of Father God and stayed still. Even disciples of Jesus realized the meaning of what Jesus said after our Lord resurrected, which means his disciples was not influenced by the leaven of Pharisees. However, in those days, people insulted Jesus who was being crucified. Matthew 27, verses 39 and 40 say, those who passing by were hurling abuse at him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who are going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." It shows us that they were influenced by the leaven too. Because of their prodigies and their wrong heart, distorted the truth, and they brought forth the false. Because of some biased judgment, they didn't receive the wisdom from heaven, which we also should cast off. Brothers and sisters, when people were saying this and some people were saying that, do you think which side our God listened to? Well, the answer is simple. God endorses the truthful hand between truth and false. What would have happened to those two men who gave false testimony? Well, I just thought that they were just bad people. But now, I wish they realized their false testimony and repent of what they did and receive salvation. I hope that, they can realize the love of Jesus Christ and repent it and go to heaven. Probably we may find the result when we go to heaven, right? Not all the Pharisees live the wrong life. They were persons who understood the truth after the spiritual conversation with Jesus. He even prepared the burial of Jesus. Apostle Paul was the Pharisee of the Pharisees. But after he met the Lord, his spiritual eyes opened, and he became the disciples of the Lord who preached the grace of Jesus Christ to people. Jesus also warned against the leaven of Sadducees and Herods. Back then, so many people were influenced by the leaven of Pharisees and Sadducees and Herod. However, the will of Father God and providence of Father God, who is the source of wisdom, was, there. For sure, through Jesus Christ. This kind of grace is great news of joy to all mankind, and we receive that benefit. So we must be so thankful. And I'm also happy to see you guys, because you received the grace and running toward heaven. Brothers and sisters in Christ, so far I told you the leavens explained in the Bible. Well, in order not to be influenced by the bad leaven, what should we do? Let me tell you three things. First, we have to crucify passions and desires. Galatians 5:24 says, "Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." And Ephesians 6:12 says, "For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." From the beginning of human cultivation, the enemy devil and Satan interfered with the ministry of Father God so that his children would not go to heaven. And they used environment or people to deceive people. Well, and serpent who deceived Eve was one of them. The serpent had the nature of craftiness. Well, as you may know, the serpent was also made of dust. Depending on what you mixed with the dust, it can be wise or it can be very evil or it can be very weak. However, when the serpent accepted only the evil things, he became the most crafty thing among animals. So, the serpent was the best instrument to be used by Satan. So, the serpent was loved by Eve. So, the serpent became the instrument of Satan to destroy mankind. And later, it was cursed by God. You know, the serpent lost their legs and they have to walk on their bellies. Meanwhile, Eve, who was close to the serpent, didn't realize the scheme of the serpent and she was deceived by the serpent. And she and her husband, Adam, ate from the knowledge of the good and evil and they were driven out of the Garden of Eden, and they had to toil to survive. They were first mankind. They had the glory. However, they also became the first sinners. What a dishonor. As they were clinging to their affection and greed, they lost their discernment, and they didn't realize the work of Satan. So, they lost the heart, and they were deceived without knowing. If you listen to Senior Pastor's Genesis lecture, he explains why the dinosaurs were extinct. So, and it is a good lesson, so let me tell you. The dinosaurs envied cherubim and cherubs who always accompanied Adam. So Satan deceived them that they could overcome the cherubim by eating the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So on their way to eat from the tree, they were, driven out from the Garden of Eden, and they went to the way of destruction. Well, the idea that Satan gave to them was regarded as the wisdom by those dinosaurs. The fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was forbidden. And, Satan was giving them the false idea. However, they envied the cherubim, and that developed into jealousy. So, you should be always awake and not to be deceived like that. Okay? Like a complaint, and envy, and jealousy. Now, Satan uses them as a trap to people. If you have a heart of complaining, heart of, it's not easy to catch. So if you think even a hint of envy and jealousy or unsatisfaction or the envy, then you gotta cast it off and change it into a spiritual thing, okay? What if Adam and Eve had known the serpent was doing something wrong when they had the power over everything? they would have tried to advise the serpent, right? Now, what if that serpent didn't even have intention to change? Well, you can find the answer in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 17. Our Lord said this, "If your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. But if it does not listen to you, take one or two more with you, so that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every fact may be confirmed. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector." Without knowing then whether it is true or not, without knowing whether it is true or false, based on what you heard, if you make judgment, then you may suffer for sure. Or you said something, but it can be conveyed to other people in a different way. And some people make a judgment based on that. So whenever you hear it, you got to make sure that it is a fact or not. And even if you know it is a fact, you got to know what's the truth behind it. And whether it is proper in the sight of Father God or not, through your prayers, you got to realize this. And then you may have chance to advise those people, or take two or three men to advise, or you can tell the church, and so that the church can take care of it. Father God does not want us to become the judge. We got no right to become the judge. Matthew 12:50, our Lord said, "For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother." In Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, it says, "For am I now seeking the favor of man or of God? Or am I striving to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." Just as Apostle Paul said, "I hope that you can seek for the joy of Father God." The heaven is given by Father God, not by man. Heaven belongs to Father God. Therefore, we have to obey the word of Father God. That's our duty. However, we got no duty or right to judge and condemn others. We are all brothers and sisters in faith. We are all companions to go to heaven. Therefore, we got to help each other. We got to cheer each other. We can give strength to each other to go to heaven together. That's a spiritual love. And it will become our spiritual strength. In order not to be influenced by the bad leaven, second, we have to keep watching through the word and prayer. Words and prayer will help us accomplish spiritual faith, hope, and love. 1 Timothy 4:5 says, "It is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer." And our Lord also said in Matthew 26:41, "Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation." Those who are, you know, very faithful in word and prayer will be given strength to any spiritual problems. Those who are forefathers of faith in the kingdom of God did that. Through the works of the Holy Spirit, they learned the heart of Father God, and they were given wisdom and the ways to get away. And the works of Father God is always, always the same. Even though it seems short, you got to follow the order and obey. All the parts should fill up each other and help it together. We should not stick to the truth that we see only. We should be able to have the heart to understand others' positions and their faith. The people of faith should be united as one. However, worldly people don't say that. They cheer up those who are fighting. The works of the Holy Spirit make people unite together in love and faith. Even if others are short of something, you should not judge and condemn. you have to gather wisdom to be united. If you receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit in a space where there is word and prayer, there will be no problem. However, the problem is when people have fleshly thoughts. From some moment, they stay far from the word and they neglect prayer. When we go to heaven, our heart will be filled with the Holy Spirit. We will have the heart of Father God all the time. So we will have the conversation and relationship with all the brothers and sisters of faith. So we will not have any discord against anyone in heaven. And we can do that too on this earth as well. If as we accomplish the heart of spirit, then we will have heaven on this earth as well. So if you think you are away from the word, and if you neglect the prayer, and if you don't worship God in spirit and truth, then you gotta find it is the sign of a spiritual problem. There must be a spiritual reason, okay? You gotta know that through that the sign and symptom, okay? You gotta find, if you find the reason and overcome it by the Spirit, then your faith will even grow up bigger. And you gotta pray desperately because it is related with the spiritual life. If you don't pray, if you follow the flow of flesh, then you are neglecting your spirit. The desperate prayer can be answered by Father God. When I was the president of the Young Men's Mission, senior pastor was expelled from the former denomination. I was the president of the Young Men's Mission. And it was quite in a critical moment in this church. My knowledge was that by that time, when a church is not, you know, recognized by a denomination, it's a big problem. So I was wondering how to solve this problem. But, you know, Father God, you know, solved the problem through the spiritual message. And what I realized was that there are people who are anointed by Father God, even though physically people anoint people. However, as long as Father God anoints someone, if that person is not anointed by people or recognized, that doesn't matter. Because Father God anoints him and Father God recognizes him. The ministry of Jesus was keep on going, even though people stood against Jesus. That's what's happening against the ministry of Manmin. You may be facing a situation that has critical to your spiritual life. You should take the responsibility of your spiritual life. So if you pray desperately, Father God will give you answer. Holy Spirit will work for you, for sure. Holy Spirit will give you the hint of the word so that you can realize the problem in a spiritual sense. Or you can find the answer as you sing praises. If you find your problems are solved one by one, you may find it joyful and full of emotion. So when people say it is difficult, you may pray and listen to Father God's word and find the reason and receive answer from Father God. Last year, this thing and that thing happened in the church, right? And I felt so sad, and I was praying how to understand this situation. There were people who were leaving the church, and then there were strives. There were some struggles inside the church. Then Father God gave me a message about Psalm chapter 37, verse 1 and onward. You may refer to Psalm chapter 37, and then Father God was saying that you gotta depend on Father God and do goodness, and don't complain against wrongdoers, and don't be jealous of those who do evil. Only depend on Father God and do goodness. That's what Father God says in chapter 37 of Psalm, and depend on Father God. So when you depend on Father God will work for you. And you will shine like a noonday. And those who depend on Father God will shine like a noonday. And the evil people will go away later on. That was what I was reminded of. Then I started to pray. Then I was reminded of the disciples of the Lord. Among Jesus' disciples, there were men like in Judas Iscariot. And there was Apostle Peter. And there were other disciples. So even in this situation, just like the disciples of the Lord, in this situation, in our current situation, inside the church, there are people who are like Judas Iscariot. And there are people who are like Apostle Peter. There are people who are like Thomas. We are not perfect yet. And by the grace of Father God, we may see some people who are like Judas Iscariot. But as we repent, just like Apostle Peter, who denied the Lord 3 times, but later repented and became the great apostle of the Lord, we may become like him. We may become like the Thomas. He didn't believe the resurrection of the Lord until he saw the Lord by himself. When the Lord showed himself to him, Apostle Thomas became great apostle, and he became martyr. Just like Peter, just like Thomas, we should change. You may have chance in this time period. Of course, there are people who are much better than them. But that was what I was reminded of last year. In order not to be influenced by the bad leaven, we have to meditate on the grace that we have received, and we should not forget it. Grace can be a secret to victory. In order not to lose the secret, God told Israelites not to put leaven into the bread. Father God gave them a Passover so that they can remember the grace the Father God gave to them. Father God's grace for us is His sacrificing His only begotten Son. It was the love of sacrifice. And Father God gave us the Holy Spirit. This grace we should never forget. It's the truth that they can never change. However, there are force. They try to force you to cut off this, grace. That's the enemy, devil, and Satan. They put the idea into you so that you can forget the grace that you received. The forefathers of faith knew the work of Satan, so they never let go of the grace of Father God. Apostle Paul said, nobody can cut himself off from the love of Jesus Christ. Even affliction, persecution, hunger, nakedness, death. Apostle Paul said, nothing can cut himself off from the love of Father God in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 38 says that. He was a sinner of sinners, but our Lord met him. That was his grace. Once he realized the spiritual world, he didn't stop in preaching his gospel. Apostle Paul loved the church of Jerusalem because he loved other brothers and sisters of Christ. So that's why he went to Jerusalem to give the report. And then the providence of Father God was accomplished through Apostle Paul. His church has the grace of salvation thanks to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. His church is full of hope for New Jerusalem because there is the works of the Holy Spirit. Now, why are we here? For what reason? What kind of grace did we receive to be here? Let me give you time to remember your memories. You may come to this church in different year. However, some of you are born Christians. Some of you were, you know, evangelized by the some people of this church. You may be different from each other, but as you remember this memory, I hope that you can receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit as you receive the grace of Father God. I've been in this church for 32 years. I've been pastor for 28 years. I went to Brain Church for 15 years. You may have your own history in Manmin, right? You were a layman member. You were given duty in the church. But now, I am the ministering pastor of a Brain Church. So, I am in a somewhat different situation as you are. Because I have to take care of the church, not this church, the Brain Church, but the congregation there. So it's completely different from the situation where I was inside the church and protected by the church. All the workers and pastors who work so hard to protect this church, you're working so hard. You're doing a great job. In Jerusalem church, the early church were established well when the spiritual message was well explained in there. The day when I was anointed, I mean the inauguration service, and I watched it on TV, through GCN TV. Wow. He used to be a co-worker in Young Men's Mission. Wow, in my parish, he was my member. She was my member. Wow, I am not close to him, but, you know, I always saw him praying in Daniel prayer meeting time. Wow, now they are inaugurated. I was touched by them. I was more touched because they have overcome all those things well. You know, they struggled a lot. I mean, when I said in the struggle, it means, you know, they had to take care of, you know, so many things to be inaugurated on that day. Then I could understand what kind of things they went through and became precious people of the church to be inaugurated in the church. In this Manmin church, they were inaugurated and it will be recorded in heaven. That was so emotional. So those who were inaugurated, congratulations again. So thank you. You did a great job. And all the workers and pastors, thank you. Well, sometimes I feel weary. And whenever I got weary, I had a habit. I always remember the love of Father God for me and look back. The church of life, the church of truth, the church of word and power of God, the church of God's heart. How and when I was introduced to this church, I remember that, meditate on it, and give thanks. How could I stand here if I didn't receive the grace? If He didn't teach me the word, how could I stand here? What if I didn't come to church? What if I didn't come to my main church? What if Father God didn't open my heart door? Nothing happens unless Father God allows. If Father God had not led me to this church, I would not have been able to come to this church. So Father God, thank you. Then I confess again. Father, there were things that I couldn't understand based on my faith and spiritual knowledge. But when I prayed kneeling down, Father God gave me realization and understanding in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So I could overcome, I could run. I didn't fall down. My faith grew up and I received strength in my faith. So thank you. As I pray like this, I received fullness of the Holy Spirit. I got goosebumps, I got thrilled, I got joy all over my body. And at the same time, I felt warm love of Father God. What about spiritual knowledge, which is the heart of Father God? Father God is almighty, and Father God is full of love. And there was a great twist in my life. As I learned the reason why Father God put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden, it was a hint to find the love of Father God. Father God, who was from the beginning, Adam and Eve, who has something to do with me, the love of the Lord's redemption, and grace of the Holy Spirit who dwells in my heart. Father God, let me born on this earth to share love with me. Father God, led me to this church of life to make me a masterpiece. He opened my spiritual eyes. He opened my spiritual ears. He is still with me to help me bear fruit. He is with me and helps me to overcome this crisis. And His love in the 7-year wedding banquet, He will console my heart. He would let me enjoy the millennium years, to enjoy all those things, all the flesh, the law of flesh, law of spirit, the love of Father God who has guided me to heaven. Whenever I think about it, I become full of the Holy Spirit. We have received this love all together. We call it faith in Manmin. And senior pastor is the one who help me understand this love. Since we understand such a sacrifice, devotion, and love of senior pastor, we treasure him. Thanks to him, we receive this grace, and we remember this grace. No matter who said what, he is my shepherd. He is the one who gave me hope for the New Jerusalem. In any situation, especially when it was difficult, who gave me strength to overcome all those difficulties by the help of truth. So in my heart, by His grace, I've grown up. This grace, nobody can take this off from me. No matter who said what, it has nothing to do with me. The grace that I received, that I remember. The love and heart of our Father God, of our Lord, and the grace that I received from through my senior pastor, I never forget that. Inside them, there is sanctification, true faith, sincere heart, and full assurance of faith, and hope for New Jerusalem. So I hold on to them. I don't sway. I don't look back. No matter who said what. I always just go on toward the goal. Why? Why should we sway? Why should we be, shaken by the word of Father God? Nobody can take care of my spirit. But senior pastor prayed for me, helped me to receive the grace of forgiveness of sin. He helped me to have the hope for heaven in New Jerusalem. He is the one. Thanks to His love, I am going this way now. This grace, we should never forget. Anything of the world has nothing to do with me if I think everything in a spiritual sense. Think about Abraham. I thought about this in those incidents of the Bible, in a sense of modern times. Think about Abraham, who gave his son as burnt offering. Think about him. What about a judge who gave his daughter as an offering? What about Apostle Paul? He was arrested. He thought he would be released. He was on a wrecked ship. He was even bitten by, you know, vipers. He survived. He went to Rome. He thought he was released from Rome. And for 2 years, he was arrested in house. So anyway, he was released from the jail and then he was back arrested. So anyway, he was beheaded later on, right? Many people thought that, you know, Apostle Paul would be released. However, even though Apostle Paul was beheaded, does that mean Father God is not alive? What if you were there in Roman times and then people were saying about Apostle Paul? Would you believe that? The Father God is not working, Father God is not alive? Through the congratulatory message of for 37th anniversary, senior pastor said this. He awakened up our spirit. He gave thanks to those and our congregation who kept this church and protected this church. And these moments will be beautiful memory once we get to heaven and New Jerusalem. He encouraged us to become the fruit of New Jerusalem. And he said he is praying to be together again. And he said, the providence of Father God for my men will be surely accomplished. That's what he said. He said he wants us to be happy. He said he missed us. And he said he loves us. As I listened to this message, I was reminded of the letter that Apostle Paul wrote when he was in jail. Senior pastor is our senior pastor. Our faith was established on the foundation of God the Creator and Jesus Christ. Well, as I listened to senior pastor's congratulatory message, I mean, I was emotionally touched. One day, I had a lunch with senior pastor. It was 1998 and 1999. Someone said this, senior pastor, people say something against me. I may understand it. But when people say something against you, I cannot understand them. I cannot forgive them. Someone said so. Do you remember what senior pastor said again? What senior pastor said so? He said something completely different from my idea. My idea was that he would not say thank you to him, but he would say, well, you got to understand them. I thought he would say so. However, senior pastor said this. When are you going to be sanctified? As I heard him, I felt like I was hammered. Senior pastor is like that. And that's the memory that I have for my senior pastor. No matter where he is, he always thinks about spiritual thing, the thing that can save us. That's what I realize. That's what I remember. So you don't have no reason, you got no reason to be shaken. All these things happening right now, Father God knows everything that happens to us. When Father God allows it, it can happen. When Father God says no, it cannot happen. Through Pastor Chang Jung-yeon, many people are working with the handkerchief the senior pastor prayed on. And the power of Father God is manifested. He depends on the handkerchief the senior pastor prayed on. And that handkerchief contains the heart of our shepherd who loves Father God. And Chang Jung-yeon, Pastor Chang Jung-yeon carries that in a handkerchief. And after he conducted the meeting, the pastor said that they were united. Let me conclude this message. Galatians chapter 5, verses 7 to 10 says, "You are running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion did not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will adopt no other view. But the one who is disturbing you will bear his judgment, whoever he is. I told you about many kinds of leaven. In order not to be influenced by the bad leaven, you have to put your affection and greed on the cross. Second, you should be awakened through the word of God and prayers. And third, you gotta remember the grace that you received, and you should never forget that. Your brothers and sisters in Christ. In 37th anniversary, we made a memory. Through congratulatory message of senior pastor, we were given heart to go to heaven. What I'm saying is that we will surely have memories that we can share in heaven together. We are making the memories right now. Imagine the moment that we will remember these moments. Father God helped us not to close our spiritual eyes by the grace of the Holy Spirit. We have overcome all those things. And when we remember all this stuff, then we will be touched. Just imagine that moment. As you imagine that and run this race of faith with that imagination, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be full of this hope all the time.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.